Good morning. And I'd like to put this sort of in a context. Commissioner Stefanik, Dr. Lesniewski will be talking to y'all next about how you apply these type concepts in the real world. But both of them were county health officers. And where do they learn how to do this type stuff? We have a field that really has no formal disciplinary background. We come from every blessed educational background, from high school educations through physicians. So where do we learn how to run organizations? And the Masters of Public Health program has sort of been the considered the core of the advanced public health practitioner. And so Peggy came up with the idea for us to take a look and see what the schools of public health were doing and how we as an academic field were doing, trying to help prepare people to do the type positions that they're actually going to be in, working with when they go into the field. And I'm sure that you guys could guess that we haven't done real well. I would like to mention that this project that is being reported on here was just one component of a much larger report that came out looking across the spectrum in terms of financial education and training, not just in the classroom, but what continuing education modules, and so it's part of a much larger project. And it was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and I don't have any financial problems to report, but I would like to thank Robert Wood Johnson for supporting this work. Our purpose with this specific component of the project was to look at what our Masters of Public Health programs around the country were doing and to get some feel as to what might be better steps to reform what we're teaching in the classrooms. The academic programs are only one component of this, and we really need to also remember that continuing professional education and on-the-job training, workforce development is a never-ending process. And for most of our workforce, the MPH is not a viable option. But do keep in mind that we have to worry about those components as well. What is public health finance? It's acquiring, managing, and utilizing scarce resources for the health of the population. As these resources become more and more scarce, as our budgets get cut, the importance of being able to work with what we have becomes more and more important. We talk about accountability, we talk about improved return on investments, but fundamental to all of these concepts is our ability to actually work with the financial data that we have and understand what we're doing in order to be able to improve performance. The literature overall is relatively small, but there's a lot of indications that our public health practice community really lacks in terms of the techniques to be able to really apply financial management and financial improvement processes in their environment. And a large percentage of this, I think, falls back to those of us in the academic institutions in terms of what we're teaching to our best trained components of our workforce. Our idea was to look at what the financial competencies required by public health managers would be. And on this, we built on another component of the project, which Peggy and Julia Costage from the University of Kentucky put together, which was a core group of competencies for public health finance. We looked at what was being taught in the top 20 programs around the United States in terms of finance for public health systems, and then we tried to match what was being taught in the courses qualitatively to these knowledge, skills, and abilities that are listed out in the report that Dr. Costage, Dr. Andre put together for the consensus finance competencies for public health practitioners. Okay. Public health services are provided at national, federal, state, local levels. All of these are carried out by, or I should say that the vast majority of these people that carry these responsibilities, these managers, are epidemiologists. They're environmental health specialists. They're not finance specialists. There's a small cadre of professional financial managers, but most of the financial decisions made in public health agencies around the country are made by physicians, nurses, environmental health specialists. And where do they get their background in finance? We needed to have some type of educational system that could support the type of work that they're talking about. Okay. In 2008, there were 22,000 students in colleges of public health and MPH programs. About 15% of these were actually in the management concentrations. So we've got two different groups here. The students that are going through our MPH programs in health policy and management, and the overwhelming majority that are actually in the other disciplines. So are the core, are these financial competencies being taught to just one group, or are they being taught all the way across the spectrum? MPH programs, MHA programs, and MPA programs, three masters that constitute the overwhelming management base of public health practitioners that do have master's degrees. And so we looked at these three different programs and how they were teaching finance differently. What we found was that among the top 20 programs, no MPH program was requiring it for everybody in their program. There was no finance requirement for people in environmental health, epidemiology. Everybody was requiring it for their management students. They weren't requiring quite as much finance as the MHAs, which are much more akin to an MBA, but they're pretty much on line with what the Masters of Public Administration programs were requiring. But this is just the amount of class hours. We're doing... Whoops.
Oh. I hope that sounded worse than it.
I think it did. Okay. But we did really bad in terms of our general MPH student body. We did better with the MPH management. But then the question becomes, we're teaching them classes, but are we teaching them the right stuff? And that's where we really start going downhill. We compared, we took the syllabi, we went to the, we called these different universities, we put together what they were actually teaching in the classrooms, and then we started matching them up competency by competency area to this core link group of public health finance competencies that a consensus panel led by Dr. Andre and Dr. Kostich had developed. Well, at the competency level, we have some problems. There are definitely different knowledge and skills and abilities for public health finance practitioners that are different than people that practice in a hospital, than people that practice in other governmental institutions even. The MPH and the MPA have a lot more in common in relation to budgeting activities, as you would assume, because of their governmental backgrounds. But the MPA doesn't do a thing in terms of dealing with many of the healthcare dimensions that public health agencies have to deal with. Similarly, the MHA programs do absolutely nothing with grant funding. And how many of you as public health officials deal with grants? Everybody, maybe? And so overwhelmingly, the finance courses taught in our MHA, our MPH programs, were based on MHA programs. They were far more likely to be the same identical finance class that is taught to the MHA programs, because that's just what our finance faculty are used to teaching, I think. And so grants acquisition and management taught pretty well in our MPA programs, but absolutely not taught in our MHA finance classes. Disaster budgeting and preparedness, again, is a specialized component that's not taught in our MPH programs. Budgeting and integrating that into your strategic and financial planning is not dealt with. And the competencies fail to capture that public health essence. They really, all of the competencies in Dr. Andre and Kostich's core competencies that related more to the nuances of public health, the community engagement components, were not being taught in the classes because of this MHA reflection. Also, some other things that were really different was financial statement format and interpretation. Our MHA courses teach you how to read hospital income statements, balance sheets. They don't look a blessed thing like governmental report. Ratio analyses, we teach this pretty good in our MHA programs. Only problem is your total margin in a hospital, if it's negative, you've got a bad thing. If you've got a negative margin in a healthcare in a public health organization, well, yeah, you want to get that back in line, but you need to understand how you get back in line. You cannot take these ratios in isolation like we do in healthcare. And capital finance, capital budgeting, these things are much more tricky in a governmental context, so we need to adopt some of the processes that are taught in MPA finance. Basically, we came down to a couple of conclusions. One, that there needed to be some type of introduction to public health finance for everybody. Most MPHs are going to be managers at some point in their career. I mean, even if you're an epidemiologist, you don't plan, if you get an MPH, you don't plan on being an introductory level epidemiologist your entire career. So you're going to eventually be responsible for a department, a unit, a county health department. So having some content for everyone in MPH programs is needed. public health management students really need to have the two-course requirement, with the second course being application to public health content. And ideally, these should be dedicated strictly to public health finance, but we, of course, recognize that universities have limits on their resources for teaching as well. Maybe we need to introduce more blended concepts, and that's been an area that we've focused on more. Lou and Peggy put out a four-part short course to augment MHA-style finance courses to introduce more of these public health contexts. And that's really all I have to say. Thank you very much.